Yes, it is a most wonderful time of the year, without going into that song. This is the time of year that we celebrate the birth of Jesus the Christ. Found a poster, you can't read it, but it's there. It says, Christmas is not about things, it's about people. Let's spend more time and less money. Happiness will never be found under the tree. It's found in the people around the tree. Now, that's a culturally traditional nice saying, but it's not exactly true. It is true that Christmas is not about things, but Christmas is not really about people around the tree either. In fact, I would say to you, Christmas is only about one person. And that one person is Jesus Christ. Now, we don't have any troubles with the tree and all the traditional things that we observe at Christmas. But if we have Christmas without Christ come, then it's not really Christmas at all. The wonder of Christmas is really to be found in the very word itself, Christmas. It means, and some of you around Berean should remember, it means Christ sent. Christmas means Christ sent. And that's exactly what the Word of God tells us. If you haven't memorized these verses, you need to. 1 John 4:14. The Apostle John says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." That's an important verse to remember at this time of year, at Christmas. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And John was an eyewitness to that. He testified to that truth. That's what Christmas is. Christ sent. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4, verse 9 says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." That's another important verse to keep in mind and one to memorize if you haven't. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." And of course, added to this is the very familiar John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Can you see the wonder of Christmas in these few verses? That Christ has been sent, and we celebrate that spirit conception, virgin birth, and the sending of Christ at this season. It is wonderful today. That God so loved, and the word love there is the word agape, he so loved the world that has all but rejected the knowledge of God, the world that has rebelled and sinned against him, our Creator, the world that would rather believe anything but that God exists or has created this world and that we're accountable to him, this world that wants nothing to do with him or his word or his people, this world that is the enemy of God and hates God. Yes, God loved that world, this world. He gave his only begotten Son to this world that hates him. He gave his Son to be the Savior of the world, that we might live through him, the only begotten Son of God, so that we should not perish if we believe on him, but have everlasting life. What great love is that expressed at this time of year that we celebrate? It is indeed wonderful. And I like the word awesome because that's what it is as well. That world that God loves includes you and me and every one of the current 7 billion people on this planet. He loves them all. But even if you were the only one in this world, God would still have sent his Son to be your Savior and to give you eternal life. That's how great his love is. Now, of course, that salvation and eternal life is only given to those who believe on the only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture says that we are saved by grace through faith, faith in Christ, not by any kinds of works or good deeds, only because of our faith and trust in Christ, who has fulfilled all the law on our behalf, who died on the cross in our place for our sins, and then was raised on the third day from the dead. Christ has fulfilled the law on our behalf. And when we put our faith and trust in him, we indeed are saved from our sins and have the gift of eternal life. I hope that today you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's only by faith in Christ that we can know forgiveness of sins and have the gift of eternal life. And if you haven't yet believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's really as simple as ABC. A stands for the word acknowledge. We need to acknowledge that there is a holy God in heaven who has created us and we are accountable to him. To acknowledge that there is a God is kind of the first step. And the A also stands for admit. We need to admit our sins before God, to let him know that we know that we're sinners before him. The B stands for believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe the gospel of Jesus Christ in his death on the cross for your sins and mine, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. We need to believe the gospel. And then in believing the gospel, we take step C, which is to call. Call on the name of the Lord. Romans 10:13 says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. John puts it this way in John chapter 1, verse 12. To as many as, to as many as received him, thank you, to them he gave the power to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Thank you. You're all so well versed. I didn't write that down. I knew I was going to mess it up. To receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to call on the name of the Lord, is the aspect and the means of our salvation. And if you've never trusted him as your Savior here this morning, I encourage you, I exhort you to do so before even this day is done. If you call on the name of the Lord, Scripture is certain you will be saved. Another aspect of the wonder of Christmas is how God sent his Son into this world. We know he sent him in to this world, his Son, from the previous verses we've looked at. But how did that take place? This is another wonder of Christmas, isn't it? Christ's coming into this world was not in the usual manner. Listen to the angelic announcement given to a young Jewish girl named Mary in Nazareth. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Please note the manner of the sending of the Son. In verse 35, it says, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Christ was not conceived in the normal, usual manner. His was a spirit conception and a virgin birth, something completely out of the ordinary than what we know and experience in our own lives. We call this the incarnation, for that indeed is what it is. John tells us in his gospel that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And down in verse 14 it says, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And just so that you're not mistaken about who this Word become flesh is, John 1:17 says, The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh through spirit conception, virgin birth, a most extraordinary coming into this world. Does that not make Christmas wonderful? That ought to fill us with such awe and wonder that we just can't stand it at Christmas, let alone all of the traditional trappings that we have at this time of year. That God the Son should become the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world, by putting our faith and trust in him, we can know our sins forgiven and have the gift of eternal life. What a wonderful time Christmas is. And besides those two things, let alone the fact that one of the names that has been given to Christ by which he is called is Wonderful. Joe read that in one of the scripture readings out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. His name shall be called Wonderful, along with all of the others. Tonight in our evening service at 6:30, if you've got some time, come on out and be with us for our evening service. We're going to consider some of the names by which Christ is called. And it will be an interesting study, I'm sure, because there are many names by which our Savior is called. Wonderful is certainly one of the wonderful ones. This is what Christmas is all about. And while our traditions of family times, holidays from work, trees and lights and gifts and turkey dinners are all nice and pleasant and enjoyable, it's not what Christmas is truly about. If you leave the birth of Jesus Christ out of the celebrations, you have not celebrated Christmas. You have had a Hallmark movie event in your life, but not Christmas. Christmas is all about Christ being sent by incarnation to this world to be the Savior. And so that we might live eternally when we trust him as so. Remember Luke 2 verse 11? Angels out, shepherds out on the hills, keeping watch over their flock. Verse 11, angels showed up in the sky and said, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about. So those of you who have believed on Christ, rejoice. Be glad. The Savior has come. And if you have believed on him, he's right here dwelling in your heart by faith, according to Ephesians chapter 3. That is cause for great rejoicing, and even more so at this time of year when we celebrate that birth. For those of you who have not yet believed, my encouragement to you is to repent of your sins. Acknowledge your sinfulness before God. Believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and what God has said in his word, and call on the name of the Lord. Receive him into your heart and life by faith, and you will know the gift of salvation. God loves you. He loves this world. He sent his son for you and for me. What a wonder is Christmas. Let us never lose the wonder of what Christmas is all about. And let us never leave Christ out of Christmas. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity this morning to focus in and to dwell on a little bit for a little while the birth of our Savior. We thank you for the scriptures, which give us great detail about his coming into this world, the fact that you sent him into this world to be our Savior, that we might live through him. Just an amazing plan of salvation that you have put together because you love this world so very much. And we thank you for that. And we do pray that believers in Christ might rejoice this season in a great way because of all that has been accomplished at Christmas time. And for those who have not yet put their faith and trust in Christ, we pray that you would draw them close to thyself, that you would convict them of their sin, help them to see their need of a Savior because of sin, and to trust Jesus Christ as the Savior that they need. And we will always, in every way, every day of the year, be careful to give you all the praise and the glory and the reverence, because you alone are worthy, our God. And we thank you for this season and for your Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were willing to leave the glories of heaven, come to this earth and take on flesh, add to your deity a true humanity and a fleshly body by which you might bear our sins on the cross. And we thank you so much that you were willing to do that again because you have loved us so very much. May we return your love back to you in the worship and in the service that we offer to you. We'll always, again, be careful to give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.